Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Your business has to look profitable. It really has to be profitable to be able to venture into franchising. So, understandable yan at the start when you're experimenting for your own brand. Medyo yan, di ba? Nilalaro mo pa yan. So, until you figure that out, then you found a way to make your business profitable. So, make it work for yourself muna before you venture into franchising. You have to be responsible also. Before offering your business to others, you have to make it on your own. So, yun. And then lastly, of course, I would say is, if you are getting interests in franchising na, that's also one of the signs that, okay, there's this glamour for your brand or for your product, right? So, or is your business franchisable? I want to franchise your business. I'm interested. Then, you work on your one and two, right? Work on your supply. Work on your PN. So, yun yung three things I would say that you have to look into before even considering franchising.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning from wherever you are watching in the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome back to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In my podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing their business. What are their success secrets? Can we replicate their success secrets in our own businesses? How have they innovated their businesses during this pandemic? And more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in our new normal? Is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. Just drop me a message. I would love to learn from them. We are also live right now on Kumu, CBRC TV, Global Pinas TV, and the Bounce Back Network. So again, it's been quite some time since I've had a chance to do the podcast. Glad to be back here. Met several people who watch the podcast, who enjoy the show. Thank you so much for the great feedback. I promise to keep on getting you great entrepreneurs to listen to here on the show. And tonight's guest is no exception. A very, very good friend of mine is Miss Bubble Slim, who is the general manager of Easy Franchise, a go-to platform for all things related to franchising. Now, they solve the pain point of bridging the gap between you, meaning somebody who wants to get a franchise, and franchisers, making franchise application a very convenient process. Everything is conducted through a hassle-free online portal that eliminates the need to brave traffic and to actually physically go to a franchise expo or convention. And they've got great news coming up, International Franchise Day. So I am looking forward to learning more about Bubbles, at the same time learning more about her own background in the startup industry. So let's please welcome my good friend over here, Miss Bubbles Lim. Bubbles, welcome to the show. I am so surprised.
Hi, sorry, I'm still on mute.
No. Yeah, okay, Bubbles. I'm so surprised that, it's taken a year and a half for the show to be on air for you to finally come on the podcast. So finally. Thanks so much for saying yes to us. Now, before everything else, I'm going to ask you to explain what Easy Franchise is. But before that one, really great news about Easy Franchise this coming August 28th. Share with them the great news that you have coming up.
Thanks for having me here, RJ, first of all. And we're very excited to invite everyone for the upcoming Franchise Day on August 28th, which is the biggest and the only franchise sale in the country. So it's actually the second time that we're doing this. We did this last year and we are planning to do it bigger and better this year. So there are lots of people that are already looking forward to this day. In fact, as early as now, we're getting so much inquiries and overwhelmed with a lot of support also with our partner franchisors, with our participating franchisors. So we're looking forward for this event.
Okay, I just have a question. Why did you choose, I think it's August 28, right? What is the particular significance of developing a franchise day?
Well, August 28 is actually International Franchise Appreciation Day. And when we found out about this back last year, or when we started Q2 of 2021, we were surprised that nobody actually ever coined this day as a, or ever had a, organized an event on that day. So we did, and we were able to successfully coin it as our Easy Franchise Day. And of course, we want to replicate the success of our last year's event and do it annually.
Okay. And I understand. So this is where franchises can actually join. So this is sort of like your 11-11 Alibaba, or like your 7-7,
yes,
your 8-8,
yes, yes.
Where you get, where people can usually get franchises, but on that specific day, franchise day, there will be offers exclusive on the platform for people who want to get franchises. Is that right?
Correct. So again, it's the only online franchise sale. So similar to how the experience is with the other platforms when they do the double digit sale or the mid-month sale. So that's what we want to replicate on Franchise Day, wherein it's going to be the biggest online sale for any franchise brands, or the popular franchise brands being featured on Easy Franchise. So we're going to partner with a popular brands like Mr. Donut, Righty, Joy Bean. So international and local franchise brands like Lavada, H2O, and all the other local partners as well. So there are a lot of participating partners, and we're very excited to show them to you. So right now, we've already announced some of the brands that have promos on our platform. But then leading towards the event, the promos are going to be bigger pa. So that's why a lot of people are looking forward to that event, because there's going to be a premium when they avail of that franchise on that day.
Okay, so I get that in the franchise day, one of the advantages of being there is that you get a sort of special rate or discounted rate if you get on a franchise day. But you know, right now in the Philippines, there are a lot of different franchise fairs going on. There are physical fairs, there are also online fairs that are also going on. What makes the franchise day that you're doing, I guess, a bit more different or innovative versus what people are doing here right now? I mean, in other words, why would they go to you on franchise day versus attending just an online franchise? And people can just do online franchise seminars, or they can just go to a physical expo.
Firstly, the promos that the brands offer on this day are exclusive to Franchise Day. So it's not something that you can get from the brands all year round. So we really have curated and have planned this with our participating franchisors, wherein we wanted to make something or offer something special to our followers and also those who are really looking forward to this event. So first, we have exclusive offers. Secondly, of course, we have the digitized application process, wherein the usual, kasi the usual process of, like, for example, buying a franchise is either first you go through the tedious process of canvassing or searching the right franchise for you. Like, you go to meetings, you go face-to-face meetings, you would, and based on our studies before, it would take about 3 to 4 franchise brands for you to canvass on your own without support or without assistance by consultant like Easy Franchise. And you would base your decision on those 4 brands. In your average, kasi RJ, our average franchise brands that you could canvass on your own. Now, with Easy Franchise, we have curated promos already for you to choose from based on your passion or your interest or your budget. And all you have to do is choose from them. So having them, or having them aggregated together in one day, nandun lahat, everyone is offering promo. So all you have to do is really choose the right franchise or the right package for you that fits you and your need, of course. So yun. I think that's what makes us different. And at the same time, yun nga, it's a culmination of all the ano eh, the learnings also that you have from the series of webinars that we have. So you mentioned earlier, yes, there are webinars out there. But this one kasi, Franchise Day is the culmination of all the online franchise webinars that we've had in the past, like with our Franchise Fiesta. And then, yun na, that's where you finally decide on what franchise to buy.
Or to Do they have to book online, and is it free to attend, or is there a payment to attend this online Franchise Fiesta?
Definitely for free. This is for free, RJ. So from the start, what we've been doing is really just offer, like, we same with our webinars. None of our webinars are paid. And on this sale, you don't have to, like, purchase anything, like a ticket or anything. All you have to do is basically just go to our platform, register, and choose the right franchise or right franchise promo for you.
Okay. We've got a question very, very interesting over here. So there are people who are the franchisees, right? People who want to get franchises. So let's just clarify the vocabulary. Franchisees are people who want to invest in a franchise. Franchisors are the people who own the franchise. So like, for example, our partner here
who own the license.
Who own the license to the franchise. Like say, for example, our partner before, si Jomag Jose Magsaysay, was the former owner of Potato Corn. He was the former franchisor because he was the one selling franchises for people to get, right? Is that correct? A correct understanding, Bubbles?
Right.
Great.
Correct, RJ. Okay. That's exactly
The interpretation. So I got this guy coming up here right now in the comment box, Jason Malabana. He's got a great comment. How to have their own business included in the event. And he has a subsequent post that says, please include Kintab, which I guess is his own brand. Now, so the question that Jason brings up, of course, people want to be included in the event. Two questions coming in there. Can they join if they are not a franchise yet, but want to franchise want to turn their business into a franchise? And question number two, if they are already a franchise business, can they just readily join you and be part of the franchise day?
Of course. Well, with Easy Franchise Platform, we really are looking for brands who have potential to be, or who are franchisable, basically. Who, when you say a brand is franchisable, that means you have a replicable system. You are developed to become, to expand wherever in the Philippines or even global. So we have certain requirements, of course, to be onboarded to our platform and to be part of Franchise Day, as we vet and, of course, validate all the brands that we feature on our platform. For Jason, as mentioned, he said Jason wanted to, he wanted us to include Kintab. We'd be happy to include Kintab in our platform. If you could just hit me up, message me on Facebook, and then I'll guide you through the onboarding process of Easy Franchise. I'd be happy to assist you. So basically, if you are a brand naman who wants to become a franchise, a franchise develop is a service that we basically offer as well, wherein we help the small and the medium businesses to develop their franchise business. There are concepts like logistics, which is out of the ordinary. Na usually, kasi food and beverage, like retail or service, but there are also like emerging services right now that are franchisable. And what we do with Easy Franchise when we develop franchising is we develop a dynamic structure wherein it's really based on your system. It's not like it's not a one size fits all type of development strategy or a development structure that we do. So we go into really working with you, planning with you into developing your franchise that is replicable, especially at these times wherein there's a lot of changes in, diba, RJ, in the way business is being done in the industry, especially with the pandemic, right? Diba? So exactly. Yun, we've developed a dynamic system to help franchise businesses to expand.
So it's sort of like you customize it based on what the franchisor needs to have in the market. Is that correct?
Correct. That's right. Correct, okay. RJ.
So it's not like you give them a template and then just use this template and go, right? So you study the business.
Exactly.
Got that. In fact, Jason is telling us over here, his last comment, thanks for listening, Jason. I really appreciate it. He said over here, we've already started franchising. It is a mobile car wash. Thank you. What do you think of the concept? You know, ooh, why I like Bubbles this thing? Because Bubbles, all the new concepts of franchises go to her. So she'd be a good judge of what's a good new franchise. What do you think of this one, a mobile car wash?
Definitely. I think I saw several mobile car wash, but it's not a saturated market yet. But definitely something that is replicable and franchisable. And when it comes to the system, that's something that we can work with. I guess, siguro a tip for Sir Jason is, for example, what you need to, a key thing here is the supply chain, or basically the supply. What can you offer to your franchisees that is only unique to you? So one thing that I would like recommend right now to establish or develop is, of course, like for you, like a special soap or a special detergent that you use when it comes to diba, the cleaning products that you use for your car wash. So if you could develop that, definitely that's something, and you can offer that uniquely to your franchisees. That's something that we can work with, and we can help you into expanding that business.
Or a unique service that only they can implement in terms of the skill level or the
exactly.
quality.
Exactly.
Skill.
Right.
And in the all the entrepreneurial talks I give, we call that the secret sauce, right? It's something that
exactly.
only you can do that's not easy. It's like if you go to KFC, you like their gravy, the only gravy, because only they can produce that. If you drink Coke, it's because that's
exactly.
the secret sauce, the formulation
exactly.
is something that they like. And that can either be a product or a service
exactly.
or a skill set, which only you can deliver. So Jason, yeah, we're very happy to hear from you,
which
sa Easy
you
Franchise,
own.
Which you can own, of course, which you can own. And
thank
or is
you
that easily,
so much, Jason, yeah.
Well, he says, yes, correct, thanks. We have 25 units now, farthest in Cebu. Hope you can help. So again, Babos, where can they get in touch with Easy Franchise just in case they want to get in touch with us? In CDO pala, not in Cebu. Babos just disappeared for a bit, but let me just help out over here. You can go to the Easy, Jason, if you're listening to me here
Sorry.
Right now. That's okay.
Yeah.
Where can they contact you, Bubbles? Do they go to the Easy Franchise website or to the Facebook page?
Yeah, they can go to the Easy Franchise platform. We have a chat box there. We have business development associates that can assist you. Or you can chat us through our Facebook page as well. And somebody will get back to them on what are the next steps.
Great, great. I know we haven't even had a chance to get into discussing what Easy Franchise is about. But, you know, because franchising is a business which everybody is pretty familiar with here in the Philippines. But there's a really great question that's come out here right now in our comment box from one of the guys who listens to us a lot, Lance Luis Caviteño. And it's really great. People ask this all the time. What is the advantage of having a franchise business and creating your own business? So again, the question here is that, what are the advantages of getting a franchise business and creating your own business? Now, a bubble went out, but so this is a little caveat, okay? I am one of the co-founders of Easy Franchise. So the founders of Easy Franchise are basically myself, and then my partner over here was the former president and owner of the very successful Potato Corner, Jose Jomag Magsaysay, who now just recently sold the business to the people in Shakey's. And finally, together with me, Bubbles, we formed the major co-founders of Easy Franchise. So I said, may caveat lang ako dito to tell people that, you know, I'm part of the group. That's why I know a lot about it. But then you're more the expert now in franchising than I am. And again, what's the advantage of a franchise?
Boss Joe Magyon, RJ, not me. I'm just a mere vehicle of making, executing your vision and Joe Mag's vision as well.
But you're great at execution, and that's why the team really works very well. So again, getting back to the question, what's the advantage of franchise business versus creating your own business?
Well, there are, of course, like any naman initiative or strategy, there are pros and cons. So when it comes to the advantages of investing in a franchise, siguro gas-gas na to, but still true that a franchise business has a better chance at success because there's a tried and tested system already. So pre-pandemic, the chances of a success of a franchise is 90%, kumbaga, compared to do-it-yourself business. But of course, like any percent, like any, ano, diba, there's 10% chance, pa rin na it might not. And that really depends on the system that you are investing on. That's the reason why for Easy Franchise, we really vet and validate the brands that we work with to make sure that they have like a franchisable system to be offered to our potential franchisees. Now, the cons naman or the disadvantage, one of the disadvantage, or I would say, I wouldn't say disadvantage, more of a limitation, is that there's, like any contract, right? There's not much room for flexibility or creativity because, of course, you are adhering to the rules and the terms of the franchisor. So, if you want to implement something that, siyempre, there are a lot of entrepreneurs who are also creative, diba? Oh, I think I want to do this. I want to recreate the menu. And that's not applicable for all franchisees. Not all franchisors allow that flexibility. So, yun yung limitation, I would say, when it comes to investing in a franchise because there's not much room for creativity or independence when it comes to creating strategies for the franchise. Kasi nga, again, since it's a tried and tested business, the franchisors tend to, you know, want you to focus more on implementing those systems that they have already implemented. Because more often than not, those initiatives has already been gone through and tested. It might have worked or you might have a good idea, but it may not work for their system. So they already would suggest for you to work on the safe and system that they've already created and tested.
And having said that, no, like you said, online, when you do Easy Franchise, people can, it's an online platform where people can search for their chosen brands. My question is, how do people know, say when they're online, how do they, what are the red flags? Because, you know, because if you follow franchising, if you're interested, you know, a lot of them will pop up individually on your part, you know, franchise here, franchise here. How do you kind of vet what is good and what is not good online?
So firstly, I would advise, like for anyone who would want to invest on a franchise, because DTI mandates that you ask for the franchise disclosure information or the franchise disclosure documentation from the franchisor. If they don't have that and they can't provide that to you, then that means they are not compliant with the DTI ruling. That's basically your due diligence when it comes to betting the business that you want to invest on. So if the franchisor doesn't know that, or the franchisor or the brand that's offering franchising doesn't know that, so medyo red flag agad yon. Because if you're offering a franchise, you should know that. Secondly, I would say that they're not transparent with their packages and offers. That's also another red flag, because most of them would say, okay, we will let you into our systems when you've signed a contract already. Of course, again, there's a due diligence that they have to comply and they have to provide you, which is the FDI that I mentioned. That's franchise disclosure information that they have to provide. So yun, as a franchisee, those two things that you have to look out lang and look into when you want to invest in a franchise. Yun yung basic information. And lastly, of course, if the franchise that you're buying into doesn't own the franchise, what do you say when that doesn't own the franchise? If you say that you're franchising a business, that means as a brand, you have to own the license, right? So a franchise is a license. So they have to own that license. And if you can easily check, IPO Philippines right now is very accessible. You can just go online, ipophil.com or .gov, ata, if not mistaken. We'll share some tips on that also on our platform. So you go there, you go to the trademark search, and then check if the trademark is actually existing. Then you will know if they're a franchisable business.
Yes, very, very important.
So or they own their franchise, basically. Because what if you invest on a franchise? Correct. So, ikaw, RJ, you're the ambassador.
Exactly. So, I'm promoting IPOPhil. Please make sure to register your business with the Intellectual Property Office of the Philippines. Yan lang. Public service announcement.
Correct.
Okay. Continue, please, Bubbles.
Correct,
go ahead.
Correct. Announcement. Exactly. Exactly. So, if you go there and the trademark doesn't exist, then what franchise do they actually own? So, yun yung mga red flags. At least top three red flags that you have to look into. For some, kasi you'd have to go through due diligence na. Like, you have to look at the P&Ls. You have to look at their some testimonials from their franchisees. So, yun yung mga things. Pero, before you get there, kasi at least for this top three on the get-go, first meeting, you can already ask na.
Yeah. And the important thing to remember, guys, is that if you are the franchisor and putting up a business and you fail to go to the IPOPhil and do the proper documentation, somebody can easily just get the name of your franchise, steal it, put it up,
exactly.
And because it didn't register it, it's got no government presence.
Sayang naman ng effort.
He owns it na. For all purposes, he owns it as far as the government is concerned. He owns the trademark to that one as far as that's concerned. Wow.
Correct.
I like Jason Malabana saying, wow, thank you.
We didn't know that.
Yeah. So Jason, now you know. Very good. So Jason, get in touch with us right after the show so we can help you with Kintab. Now,
we can help you out. We can help you.
Very much, very much. And this is what I want to ask, Bubbles. The next one is, people always, they come up to us and say, what's the best, and of course, I know this from all our franchise online seminars, but they always ask you, what's the best franchise to get? Because if it was them, they'll always go for a potato corner, right? I mean, that's the usual one. And then the next one, they'll go, oh, what's the cheapest franchise para makastart na ako? But we tell them sometimes that just because it's the cheapest, it doesn't mean it's the best to get. Or if it's the most expensive, that's the best to get. So help us eliminate some of those myths when it comes to franchising. Right. So the first one is what sort of franchise should they be like up? Food, because that's the best. And second one is, my second question, like I said earlier on, is how do you choose properly the franchise in terms of the price that you have to pay? Okay, let's go for the first question.
So I guess the number, if we're going to debunk a myth, son, if there's only one myth that we're going to debunk, RJ, about that, is that there is a best franchise. The thing is, but when it comes to franchise, at least based on us, it really varies on your preference. So it really depends on what you want. So for example, if it's something that is price friendly for you, if it's something mm-hmm. that fits within your budget. For example, I only have a budget of 100 to 300,000 pesos, right? To invest in a franchise, like a capital for a franchise. Mm-hmm. Then definitely a big brand is not the best franchise for me. You have to match it basically. Which when we say it's a best franchise to invest on, matches your preferences. So the thing about Easy Franchise is we curate. So we even have this Match Me service wherein we curate based on your budget, your preference. Like for example, okay, I want something in the food industry, or I want something in an industry wherein eventually I want to pursue on my own. Look, so good thing about the franchising is that it is a replicable system that you can study at the same time. I see franchising as something as a stepping stone kasi siya eh. For someone, for example, who doesn't have a background in entrepreneurship or business management, mm-hmm. it could be a stepping stone for you to own your own business someday, to own your own franchise. You have to learn it somewhere eh. Kasi syempre, if there were best franchises, then there wouldn't be new franchises to begin with. Mm-hmm. So we learn from, di ba? We learn from this system. For you, we invest in a franchise we're in that fits your preference, that fits your, kung ano yung sa tingin mo you want, you're passionate about, and then you think eventually you'll have something related to this na you can own. So, or it could be something that you can grow with you, that can grow with you as well. You can replicate it, but at the same time, you can learn from so that you can do something of your own then someday. So, yun. I guess that's it. And then, when it comes to naman the industry, it really, right now, definitely an essential franchise. When we say essential franchise, something that is ano naman on a day-to-day needs, like for example water refilling servicing.
Para pa nag we always talked about it during the
businesses are actually the ones that thrived or
that's right
that flourished.
That's right, the pandemic friendly businesses, yeah. Those are the franchises which were very popular, yeah,
correct. But despite that, you'll be surprised then, RJ, kasi there are those that are not essential also. But because people are wanting to have a sense of normalcy, right? Mm-hmm. They also want to try, they also, people like the consumers also try out those, like example, yung milk tea. That's the reason why milk tea pa rin ngayon it's, a lot of people think that's a fad, but hindi eh, it's still thriving up to now because that's the sense of normalcy that people are, you know, trying to experience now, kasi even at home you can still avail of these services or these products that you used to do pre-pandemic. So yun. So again, sorry, going back to your question, so it really depends on your preference. There is no, at least this is for my, based on my opinion, the best franchise would be something that works within your budget it comes to starting a business.
Okay. And here's another big question, Bubbles, which always comes up, and I think it's nice that we're able to address it here right now, is that they're wondering, you know, if I choose a franchise, where should the funding come from for me to put out that franchise? Should it come from my savings? Should it come from diretso from my, you know, or extra savings which I set aside, which I can use? Or should it come from my day-to-day earnings? Should I borrow money to put up a franchise? In your experience, based on the franchisees that you've worked with, that have become successful, what is the best place for them to secure funding?
Well, for us, definitely with our main target market are OFWs. So the best scenario, I would say, would be for them to be able to continue. Kasi siyempre, as OFWs, they have their jobs right now, diba? But the thing, if anything, during the pandemic is the adaption of people when it comes to investing in business has increased because now they are saying or now they are starting to realize na, oh, the backup lang pala. Because with the pandemic, di ba, nothing is really secured. Even if you have a contract abroad, anything could happen. Mm-hmm. So now people are more open to really having a backup plan. And while they're working, syempre, you set aside yung investment fund wherein at least at the same time, hindi siya yung tipong, it's not going to be your main source of income, but it prepares you when you repatriate here in the Philippines. Kasi nga, you need a backup plan eh. Kasi even if you're an OFW, di ba? And then when you start late na into it, So, syempre, madami nang mauuna sa'yo when it comes to investing in a franchise. The market will be saturated.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And you'll run out of locations to put that franchise business for you. So as early as possible is better. Kasi syempre, there are learnings that you have to go through. There might even be pitfalls that you have to learn from and experience before you get to the right business. This is general business, not just in franchising, based on my experience at least.
Got that. Now, this has been such an interesting discussion. We talked a lot about debunking franchise myths or people's questions about franchising. That now it's finally time to get to what Easy Franchise is really all about. And so funny, we're halfway through the show and we're getting into what Easy Franchise is all about. But then I think I often tell people, you know, here on the podcast that if we were to describe Easy Franchise, let's say, to your mom or to my dad, you know, they're a bit older, you know, the concept might, you know, what is Easy Franchise if we were to explain it to them? In simple terms.
So, in simple terms, Easy Franchise is a go-to platform for franchising. If you need something with related to franchising, we basically have it. It's a one-stop shop. And we provide that end-to-end solution for all the stakeholders in the industry. So, if you are a franchisee or you are someone who wants to invest, you can choose the right franchise for you through our platform. If you're a franchisor, we can help you expand your business. So, that's what we do in a nutshell. But what we really do right now is we provide customer-centric, innovative, and end-to-end franchise solutions for everyone, whether you're a franchisor or a franchisee. So okay. That's what we do.
So parang you're solving the pain points from both the franchisor and from the franchisee end. Is that correct?
The franchisee. Correct. Exactly.
Okay, can I understand what are the franchisor pain points that you're trying to address that better than other people addressing it? And what are the franchisee pain points that you're also trying to address that not other groups can address properly as well? Let's start with the franchisor.
Like we're the franchisors. Like I would say for those who want to become franchisors, the industry can be intimidating at times, no? So there are, like any industry, it could get intimidating because it's so hard to be in the big leagues when it comes to franchising. So you need someone to really guide you and help you through the process of developing your franchise business. And when we say we're customer-centric and innovative with the way we help all provide customer-centric solutions are basically providing dynamic structures for different franchisors or different and businesses who want to become franchisors. Like, for example, the top of mind, simple lang, it would be the flexible payment terms. Next would be dynamic franchise fees. Like, for example, that doesn't, hindi yung one size fits all when it comes to developing their franchise. Kasi iba-ibang businesses, iba-ibang structure kasi yan. So, really based it on their experience. So, on the franchisee said naman.
This break is brought to you by Easy Franchise. Okay.
So same thing, the customer right franchisor naman is again, we base it on their, so again, earlier, there are offers that are, different packages, right? So we've made several investment solutions, flexible investment solutions for, sorry, I can't get rid of this itch on my.
Oh, tubig ka muna. Tubig muna si Bubbles dyan while she's getting rid of the And then while Bubbles talks about that one, allow me to share my own story about Easy Franchise. So as I said, no, Easy Franchise was actually co-founded by myself and Joe Mag of Potato Corner and Bubbles. So I give a lot of talks on entrepreneurship, and I want to share with you the pain point that led me to creating the idea of Easy Franchise. So there was one time that, you know, I was giving a talk on entrepreneurship in Dubai. And when I was in Dubai giving that talk, I was together with a water refilling franchisor. And when I was giving the talk in Dubai, I was just astounded by the number of people who came there in OFWs who wanted to get a franchise. And why is that? Because number one, they have, like Bubba said earlier on, they all want to have an exit plan, right? They want to make sure that when they go back to the Philippines, may mauuwian silang negosyo, di ba? Because they know that their contract is not forever. Number two, aside from that one, no, they don't have enough information there abroad about, you know, how to get a franchise, because, you know, they can't show up in franchise expos. They can't show up physically in franchise fairs in the Philippines. And all the documentation was, you know, manual. So they had no access to that one. So another pain point for the OFWs. And last but not least, and one of the biggest pain points that many OFWs often experience is that many of them are scammed, di ba? Bubbles. Many of them are scammed over there, wanted to get the hard-earned money from the OFWs, saying that there is a franchise here, franchise there. When they put the money, all of a sudden they disappear or they're out of contact. So number one, that was the first pain point that I saw, that wow, right, there's a big opportunity to connect with these OFWs and offer them franchises. And why franchises? Because it's businesses that are replicable and that they are familiar with. But then the other part, the other pain point which came up for me was that as I was speaking to all these OFWs over there, the next question they asked the water distributor was this one. They asked them, who will run my business while I am still here in Dubai with a contract, right? Who's going to run my business back in Manila or back in the province?
Right.
And then when they asked the when that question was posed to the water distributor couldn't really answer beyond saying, maybe you can give it to a trusted friend or a relative. But as we all know, diba, that story often ends in tragedy, because sometimes, you know, the relative doesn't use the money properly. It's rerouted to buy, I don't know, motorcycle, to beauty products, to whatever else. It's not put back into the business. And then if it's a friend, if they don't run the business well, what do you do? Right? You destroy the friendship. So there was, we saw two opportunities to make it easier for OFWs to invest in franchises in the Philippines. And number two, that if they invest in the Philippines, these OFWs, that there is a possibility that somebody else can professionally manage those franchises on their behalf, just like they're operating it for them. So when they come back home, they have the choice to run it themselves, or they can continue to let a professional manager run the franchise for them. Am I correct, Bubbles? Tama ba ako?
Correct. Yeah. And that's what the core of Easy Franchise is our franchise management service. So we basically professionalize managing or operating the franchise for them. Now, for anyone who wants to, like, for example, continue their day job, let's say not just OFW, and want to have like another source of income, like a passive income, and have it professionally managed or operated, that's where we come in kasi. And other than that, Ardis, you gotta take this time na din to take this opportunity to inform them. We actually have like a new product coming in wherein we call it Investment Starter, wherein we made it even easier for everyone to invest in a franchise through Investment Starter solution. Basically, we tap into franchise management but making it price friendly for our investor, lower SKU kumbaga. And that is still franchising. They can still pursue something that fits their passion or their interest in any business. And at the same time, it is still tangible. Because a lot of people now invest. The investors now, RJ, become younger when it comes to franchising. Mm-hmm. So before, the market for investors would be around 35 to 55. But now, there are more aggressive younger generation, surprisingly, even in the Gen Z, who want to venture into business or in franchising. So we want to tap into that market through our Investment Starter solution. So they'll know more about that also on Franchise Day. So that's very exciting for us, because it's something that is game-changing in the industry and something that is a first, again, that Easy Franchise started. So I don't want to preempt, but basically it's an investment starter that jumpstarts anyone's entrepreneurial journey. So it kickstarts their investment or appetite or their journey to starting a business on their own. So that's something that is very exciting for us and something that will make them experience or basically experience investing in a new perspective or a new way.
When you talk about, this is very interesting. So again, you just visit the Franchise Day to learn more about that one. They're going to be launching that product over there, that Investor Starter Kit.
Right.
Again, the website is www.easyfranchise.com. Bubbles, aside from your Investor Startup Kit, what are the other things that you, tell us a bit more about what pain points have you eliminated from the franchise perspective, from the application process to all the way up to, let's say, the management process, so people get a better idea. If that wasn't there, why would it be harder?
So basically, a lot of people, so one of the questions that we get asked is, what makes it different from us going straight to the brands? Technically, nothing. You can also go straight to the brands, but we just make it easier for you. We don't charge you anything extra. We don't charge you for helping you apply for a brand. Basically, think of us as like your account manager, diba? So for example, with like any other marketplace, wherein it aggregates all the potential franchise, we aggregate all the brands that you can choose from. Our goal or our advocacy, our main why is to start your entrepreneurial journey through our franchise management service. But if you're not, if you want to do it on your own, naman, if you want to the business on your own, we still help you either way in applying for a franchise. And what makes our solution end-to-end is from our digitized application process down to setting up your franchise as an optional service, of course, and down to managing your business on the day-to-day operations. And that's what makes it end-to-end. So again, depending on your need, again, we're very customer-centric. It's up to you to decide whether you want to avail of this end-to-end solution or just, of course, take advantage of the free digitized application process and an easy way of investing, basically streamlining the process of matching with the right franchise brand for you.
That's right. Now, let's look at the franchisor pain points that you've solved, especially there's two franchisor pain points that you're trying to solve. Number one is the franchisor pain point of, let's say, I'm not a franchisor yet. How do I become a franchisor, and can you help me? How exactly do you go about that one? Why go to you versus other groups that can do it? Number two is, if I am already an established franchise, how will you help me grow my business exactly? I can do it on my own or I can work with somebody else. So let's start off with the first one. If I am a potential franchisor, how exactly can you help me franchise develop?
So to help you franchise develop, of course, again, sometimes it can be intimidating to go through the tedious process of developing franchising on your own, right? And it takes time and it takes effort. For you, you will have to build, for a potential franchisor, you will have to build a franchise department or a franchise team to establish that for you. And for us, you don't have to. All you have to do is work with us. We'll work with you on developing your franchise model. We'll even market your brand. Again, the end-to-end solution for that is we'll help you develop and create the market for you as well. So with the new model that we created, basically what allows us to cater to different potential franchises is that we allow them to franchisor. So what does co-ownership mean? So for example, for a potential franchisee that can own a franchise at, let's just say, a 4 million for a popular milk tea, right? With a turnkey of 4 to 5 million. So what we do kasi is, for our potential franchisees, instead of owning one business, you can actually co-own 5 businesses.
Wow.
So for you, yung dating market kasi is, the old market is, the traditional one is, okay, I'll own a popular brand and have one business. What we unlock right now when it comes to our target market is, okay, you can still have that investment. You can still invest that amount, but you can actually own several franchises. That way, you have more chances talaga of basically success. Kasi nga, you're betting on more franchises than one. And it already comes with our professional management service. So yun yung advantage nun. So for you as a franchisee, there's not much change. You were planning to invest in a 4 million business anyway. This one is still 4 million, but you are co-owning like 4 to 5 brands. So as a franchisor, of course, since we've unlocked that, syempre for you, it's going to be much faster to expand your brand, right? So it's going to be much faster to get your brands out there. And there's no like lock-in. We don't have exclusivities with our brands. The customers can still go directly to you, as long as, of course, the customers didn't go through us directly. So yun. So again, what we're trying to build is an ecosystem of the stakeholders to make it easier and more convenient for everyone to start their entrepreneurial journey, be it a franchisor or a franchisee.
Got that. Now, Easy Franchise, we've been around for about, I think it's almost 3 years, Bubbles. Is that 3 or 4 years now? Or going on the fifth year? I'm not so sure. That refresh my memory. How old are we already?
Almost 5 now.
Almost 5 years.
Wow, we're turning, yes, almost 5 years. That's correct.
And the interesting thing is
we started in November. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. You're cutting off.
No, I was saying that, you know, when we started off, there's been a lot of course correction on the way because we've operated this business with a sort of startup mentality, which is your own background when you joined. You were you're a veteran startup. I mean, Bubbles looks very young, but she's a veteran in the startup industry. Still young, but veteran in the industry. And the nice thing about this one is that we've had to iterate and course correct from the start. You know, Bubbles, people also listen to the program because they're here to learn about, they're here to learn about best practices or what we picked up along the way. Because from the idea, from the iteration of the idea which I gave, right? That was like my strength is, you know, coming up with an entrepreneurial idea, right? Of what we said, how do we solve the problem? And then what you're great at is coming up with sort of like what is the strategic execution that's going to help monetize the project. So can you help people understand also, you know, the process of how you got to where the business model is right now of Easy Franchise and where we initially started? What did you learn when you moved there? Because that's what all startups have to learn, that sort of pivot or that start of, you know, course correction when you do business.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely funny story. Because in the brink of the pandemic, early 2020, we were actually trying to pivot even before the pandemic back then. Because initially, we were offering subscriptions or advertising as our main product or service. We were offering advertising for our franchisors to be listed on our platform. But during that time, we were in the brink of launching a new system that features basically or caters to B2B2C. So basically, we cater to our franchisors to be able to sell through our platforms. But adoption was a failure for us back then because one of the things that we were depending that time on to implementing that new system was our offline events. If you noticed, back in 2019, there were two events that we've had in Dubai and Singapore, which was a huge success for us. That was pivotal for us. However, we were banking on that for the continuity of that in 2021. Oh, sorry, 2020. We had plans to go to 10 countries at that time, but then the pandemic happened, right? But surprisingly, with the change of the user behavior now, people have adapted more online. So we were able to pivot that offline event to an online event through our webinars. And that was game changing for us because, of course, for an offline event that we have to go to abroad and all go to, right? It was very costly for us. And pivoting that, kumbaga, harnessing and so harnessing that and taking that as an opportunity, yung pain turned out into an opportunity for us to do everything digitized because of that experience. So what I would say, if anything, advice, you're talking about advice already to potential, diba, or anyone who would want to pivot or anything, is that don't be intimidated, I guess, for uncharted territories. So if something, there's a big change, always see it in a different lens na parang there's an opportunity there all the time. So, siguro if that time we were, di ba, we were already, oh no, we had no events, what are we gonna do? Let's stop na because
I just wanna say, during the time, that was me and Bubbles really cracking our head. That was me and Bubbles. Right. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? But out of desperation comes innovation, right?
Yes, out of inspiration comes innovation. So we were intimidated by that. We didn't even hesitate. So because, okay, baka people will not adapt to the new normal or the new way of franchising. But surprisingly, it went well for us. And all we had to do was to act fast. I guess that's one key thing. We acted fast. I remember back then, RJ, when it was announced that there will be work from home from, I could still remember the date, from March 13 to March 18, the administration announced that everyone is mandated to work from home. As soon as that was announced at 12 noon, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we asked everyone to work, to stay, so that we can have our business continuity planning for that, for our webinars, online webinars, to pivot everything online. So that was like a decision that we had to make abruptly talaga to, for that. Ano, and that's the advantage kasi of working in an environment na startup, I guess, with my experience with working with startup industry, in the startup industry, something that is, you know, we act fast talaga to be able to iterate and to put something out there. And if it's successful, if it's good, then we continue doing so and we continue to iterate or to ano lang, to tweak it for to for our offers. But it's if it's successful, then good thing for us kasi nga we're able to act.
The funny thing is if I look back right now,
so I'm happy, we're able to do that.
I'm very happy too. I just realized the 2.5 years of the pandemic, one of the last times that I actually went out of the house to go to work was for Easy Franchise, and we were actually having a pictorial, and we were having a video discussion. Exactly. It was already in the air when they would talk about, you know, that there would be a lockdown, and you know, we were very careful of going around people touching stuff. I mean, I remember that time, and that was important at the time, that you know, the startup mentality, or for me, the entrepreneurial mentality, which is, you know, seeing every crisis as a potential. I mean, the hard part is, when you look at the crisis, it's scary. But after some time, you just have to kind of put the fear aside and just think of the opportunity that arises, because the fear will paralyze you. Eh? So you kind of just have to, as much as possible, kind of compartmentalize it, put it in the box, think of the solution first, then go there.
Don't get me wrong, RJ. I still believe in planning and foresight and all those things before jumping into things. Ha? But kasi as the game goes, diba? Planning to fail and, kumbaga, failing to plan is planning to fail. But there are times kasi that you just have to jump into it. Eh. And it's always when something feels like it feels right, sige, let's do this. That's the best time to really just do it talaga and to act fast on that. So yeah, I remember that time everybody was like, wait, let's wait it out. Maybe this isn't.
I remember that.
Maybe something but, that is going to last long. Maybe it's just like SARS, but no. So let's have a business continuity plan. Let's do it. Let's continue having these webinars, and we were the first ones to do it in the industry before anyone else.
And I recall one of our early webinars, which we were doing online. No? One of our guests was Bong Fadulion of Phoenix Petroleum, who also guested on the show.
Yes, Sir Bong.
Of Phoenix. And there was something he said that really resounded with me, no? On our Easy Franchise show. He said, you know, you have to look at this pandemic like it's the Olympics, like you're retraining yourself, diba? You're training your body. Hindi pwede nasabay ko lang the whole time na mag-Netflix and chill ka na lang to wait until everything opens up again. Then you take that time to make a lot of small failures on the way. So when you open up, fully conditioned ka. And that's exactly what happened to us in Easy Franchise. We were having our mini failures and mini successes, which led to the business model which we have right now. Do you agree with me there?
Exactly. Definitely, wow. RJ. We were able to, during that phase, we were able to experiment, which worked for us nga kasi during that time, there were some flexibilities then on our end, diba?
That's right. Now, before I wrap up the show, no, because you know, I didn't realize how much time we had consumed, but it's such an engaging program. It's so engaging. We've got a great question that just came up from Eric Ronald Pagdanganan. Can we flash that over here? Which is a great question, especially for people who want to get into franchising bubbles. I guess if you can address this one. If I may ask, when should a food business or concept start to offer franchising? Bubbles, I know this is right down your alley. Tell them when should other businesses, when do you think that they should start exploring franchising?
So first of all, to be very transparent, of course, to explore franchising pa lang, doesn't mean that your business is already franchisable. So to explore franchising, first is if you have a stable supply chain. So for example, again, like we mentioned earlier, can you offer something that can be uniquely available to you? Kasi for example, anyone could, for example, like, let's just say, top of mind, a milk tea business. And there's a lot of those. A lot of brands popping up, tapos mawawala. It's because they haven't figured out the supply chain side of that. Kasi nga, they only buy stuff off the rack. So, syempre, that's a volatile, diba? That's not something that you can control. So, at the same time, if you have franchisees, at ipapasa mo yung cost na yun that they just get, eventually, they'll just do it on their own. They'll rebrand. Kasi there's nothing that you can offer to them that is uniquely available to you. So, you have to figure that out. What is that product that you can sell to that is uniquely available for you? So, when it comes to for example, food, syempre you have to really come up with a good product that you can supply to your franchisee. When it comes to service, what is the secret sauce in your service that only you can provide? Whether training, whether a certain product, yun ganon. So for example, like Alina's question is, sir,
Jason,
detergent. When it comes to, for example, sa spa massage, maybe the oils that you could use or the training. Kasi sa, when it comes to service, most of the time, it's the manpower. Like example, sa barbershop, can you figure out how to provide barbers to your franchisees? Mga ganon. So yun yung supply mo. Ano ba yung supply mo for your franchisees? Secondly, of course, you have to look at your P&Ls. Sometimes franchising kasi is super romanticized. I'll be very
frank. P&L lang, but just for the sake of people here,
that, okay,
P&L means profit and loss statement.
This business is the best.
Uh-oh.
Yes, profit and loss statement. So here, of course, your business has to look profitable. It really has to be profitable to be able to venture into franchising. So understandable yan at the start when you're experimenting for your own brand. Medyo yan, di ba? Nilalaro mo pa yan. So until you figure that out and you found a way to make your business profitable, so make it work for yourself muna before you venture into franchising. You have to be responsible also before offering your business to others. You have to make it on your own. So yun. And then lastly, of course, I would say is if you are getting interests in franchising na, that's also one of the signs that, okay, there's this clamor for your brand or for your product. Right, so or is your business franchisable? I want to franchise your business, I'm interested. Then you work on your 1 and 2, right? Work on your supply, work on your PNL. So, yun yung 3 things I would say that you have to look into before even considering franchising. So, yun.
Really, really great advice, Bubbles.
I hope I was able to answer Jason's question.
You did sufficiently. I was going to ask you, give more 3 tips on life and business, but basically, you covered everything as you discussed how we kind of pivoted Easy Franchise and also how to know when you start your own franchising. So as we start to wrap up tonight's program, can you, thanks so much, Eric Ronald Pagdana, saying
all
great
RJ, sorry.
Go ahead, Bubbles. You were saying.
Sorry. And not all, sorry, share ko lang din. Not all franchise consultants, when they try to develop you, would be straightforward enough and tell you, na, okay, you're not franchisable yet, work it out. So it's really finding the right also partner for them when it comes to developing their franchise. Kasi if you do it too soon naman, sayang din, you can develop your brand further pa that is sustainable, more sustainable, right?
Yeah. And again, sustainability for me is, again, it comes down to your secret sauce. I mean, Bubba's supply is good and secret sauce is good as well. Both of those things, secret sauce meaning, what can your business do more competitively than others with regard to product or service? Something unique that only you can deliver. I often tell people, it just might be access to a specific ingredient or product which not everybody has access to. I mean, that's pretty good as well, diba? Or your high skill set is also very important when it comes to that industry. Bubbles, as we close off here right now, please again invite people to Franchise Day. Number one, let's invite the franchisors who might want to participate. And number two, the potential new franchise entrepreneurs who want to join. Please go ahead.
Yes. So we'd like to invite, of course, we're still very open to have brands be onboarded on Easy Franchise platform. If you'd like to expand your brand, to expand your franchise, please go to www.easyfranchise.com. And basically, we will help you expand your franchise globally. When it comes to franchising, anyone who wants to invest in a franchising, we'll be happy to match you with the right franchise brand for you. And on Franchise Day, it will be the biggest online franchise sale available for anyone who wants to invest in the franchise. Look at this as parang the 11-11 or the 8-8, I guess, of the franchise in the franchising. So, yun, exciting yun for all those who want to invest in a franchise.
And that's going to be on August 28th. All you have to do is just go to the easyfranchise.com website or the Easy Franchise Facebook page to find out more details. Again, special rates that you can only find here on Easy Franchise. Again, Bubbles, thanks so much for guesting here on the program. Really appreciate all the insights, especially all the guests. Guys, if you were listening to Bubbles, let's say give her a big thank you. It was really great for people who want to become franchise entrepreneurs or franchisors who want to grow their businesses. Again, this is RJ Ledesma. We will see you in the next episode of the podcast. Thanks so much, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.